If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hit it.
Oh, test.
Do you try to be funny all the time?
I mean, it's just part of my personality to be obnoxious. Sorry.
It is.
I have food in my teeth.
Yeah, you get all dolled up for this. I don't know.
See that I'm dolled up? What do I have? What have I done that's dolled up? Please explain it.
Well, one, you took a shower.
I took a shower.
You put on makeup.
I have a tiny little bit of color on my cheeks.
You put can't even rouge see. On. Rouge.
Okay, sure. From the 1950s, I went back and got some rouge.
Some lipstick?
No lipstick.
Okay.
No lip stuff. No eye stuff.
Whatever. Like, you act like this is like some big thing.
I mean, it's like so funny because I'm just like, I'm wearing a t-shirt. Like today I put a bra on. That's my big, that's the big deal I did today.
Are they starting to sag your titties yet?
Oh yeah. They're disgusting.
No.
My entire body is
no
hideous.
No way.
I feel proud to be part of the hideous body collection that's taking place here on Earth.
But you work out 5 days a week, four days a week.
It doesn't matter. It's really like, it's really to get old and fat at the slowest possible rate, but it doesn't like reverse it or anything.
Well, it's all in your diet. What are you eating? You eat a lot of snacks.
I do snack a lot.
I come home and see potato chip crumbs on your bed.
It's not true.
Like there's crumbs and you're just like laying in like after you like come down from getting high. Just laying it with a crumpled bag and crumbs around her
like
bed.
High from food?
No, just like you look like kind of like a drug addict that just finished her.
Oh, could they have like a chip bag? Sometimes I will open the chip bag up to make sure I get every little crumb.
Yeah.
And that's what you're seeing. That's what looks like drug addict behavior.
First of all, I just made that up. So you just
I know, but I didn't understand what you're saying. I just clarified a little. I wasn't trying to steal. This is a conversation.
No, you were just ratting on yourself because I've never seen crumbs on your bed.
No, but I don't think
that. I mean, there's crumbs on the couch, and I'm sure there's some on your bed.
That's not from me.
In your vagina? Is there crumbs in your vagina?
There is. Yeah. One time, because I eat in bed. That's, you know, some people have rules at their house, like no eating in bed. My friend is like, no eating anywhere but at the kitchen table at her house. I'm like, what are you? Are you just trying to make your life miserable? Is that insane? What about when you're watching TV or something? Anyway. So I've always been a bed eater. And one time I had a gentleman over and this is obviously before I fully committed to our marriage. Now, this is before you. And he said, did you take the thing from the bottom of the toaster and dump it in your bed? And I always think of it. It's so funny.
Oh. He must have been a real fuck.
It's hilarious.
He must have been
so funny. He was a writer for SNL.
Ugh.
Oh, well, you know.
It was a writer in New York. I don't even want to know.
You don't want to know.
It was one of those guys from that comedy team.
Oh, God, relax. I can't believe you get jealous about people that I knew before you. Like, is that weird?
No, they're just my opening acts.
That's weird to say that.
Is it weird?
Yes. It's like.
Okay, hurry up.
I'm trying to think of a good analogy so that you'll clearly understand.
Oh, you think I don't understand things?
It's like finding out your teacher had other students. You're like, what? I should be your only student.
I didn't go to school.
No, I have a career fucking men before you.
Good.
No, but seriously, you get it? or you don't get it.
Whatever.
Can you pass me a tissue?
What do you want?
A tissue, please. Whoa.
These are the worst tissues ever.
By the way, there are gentlemen in my past who would have just passed me that tissue happily. They went, what?
Yeah.
You're getting mad and jealous of men previous to you, and then you're being, argh!
I'm not jealous.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not at all.
Well, oh,
really?
You should be.
You're wasting tissues to clean your glasses?
There's something so wrong with you, I can't even. That's insane.
So,
why'd you get all dolled up today? Well, who you dolling up for?
Yeah, somebody on the internet, some fan.
I hope my lover sees me.
Hi. Well, put the glasses back on.
Why?
Well, you look better with glasses. You look at least like
I do.
Yeah, you look. Yeah.
But you made it sound like I look hideous without the, like,
no, that's your negative. No, that's your negativity. You're, you know, low self-esteem. I walked into two places yesterday and both of them go, you lost weight? I'm like, oh my God, no. A little, but then I ate like a
pig.
I'm
sure you told them way too much about your weight loss struggle.
Well,
they wanted to know.
I, for a month, ate well, but then
this is probably what you said to them when they said
I did for a month, but then it fell apart a little. But
this,
January 1st,
good. Do you see that?
Oh, January. Well, straighten it. You're good at
no,
that.
I can't. I'm not doing it now. No. If you fuck with it now, it's, I don't know. It could be bad.
So January 1st, I'll start again. When I eat well, I eat well.
Maybe I'll just try a little.
Oh,
that's okay. Good.
All right.
That's see. Like the perfectest one we've ever had.
This is our 499th.
Oh my God. Podcast. Next week is our 500th.
I don't know if we'll do it next week. I got to set something up. I don't know. Should we do something special?
I said, set something up. You were like, yeah, I'll set something up. That was like 2 weeks ago. Didn't even do one thing.
We got to go into New York.
Do whatever you do. Set something up.
How do you do it? I mean, how, like, we got to
call Chris, say, hey, can we use
that? No, I'm not. We'll do it at the studio, at the cellar upstairs.
Okay, so call Gnome.
Not Gnome. I'll talk to Bobby.
Okay, what, you knew what to do that. You said, what do I do? I was telling, no. It's like, then do the thing that you want to do. This is, I wrote with someone like this. It's so annoying. And they go, they don't come up with anything. And then, but everything you come up with, they go, no. That's what you're doing right now. It's like, no. Oh, you want me to just keep generating ideas for you?
Go ahead.
It's like, so no people are the worst people in the world.
No. No.
And I hate them.
Who do you want to have on the podcast?
I don't want to do it right now.
No, next week.
I don't want to plan it right now. Don't think of the word plan.
Well, I mean, we should discuss it a little. Don't you think?
Mm-mm. I do think we should discuss it. Do I think we should discuss it on the podcast? No. I think that you have, your dad is in the hospital.
I went yesterday to visit
him. You have some family dramas you could talk about. Relatable to people.
It's not really, my dad's,
you want to just list names that may or may not be on a podcast next week?
I'm good at that. My dad's 94. He's in the hospital. I went yesterday to visit him. I sat there for like almost an hour talking. I never talked to him that long. But I figured, you know.
Well, he doesn't really like you.
I'm his favorite.
But he had nowhere to go.
I said, what did the doctor say to you? He goes, I don't know. Nothing really. He goes, it doesn't matter what they say. Which is true. What can they say? And they want him to go to, like, I think he can't walk now. Well, he hasn't tried in who knows how long, you know. He walks up and down the hallway, and I think his legs have just given up on him. And, you know, they want him to go to physical therapy at 94.
Wow. Who's,
you know what I mean? It seems, I don't know. I don't know when body parts give up or whatever. You know, and I don't know if you can get it back at 94. He's, you know, he's, I guess, mentally aware, just very fragile. You know what I mean?
No.
Frail. But, you know, I talked, I brought up, I go, remember when you, you know, some stuff when I was a little kid, but, you know, there's,
what was the
not that great up? When he made, I woke up one night, he woke me up, he built this gigantic train set on the dining room table. I mean, major train set, you know, he got for
you
me.
You guys had a huge dining room table?
Back, yeah, gigantic. And
this is when you and your, when he and your mom were still together, or?
Yeah, but I don't know how many times he came home.
No, he, wait, how old were you when they divorced?
Fourth grade, nine.
What do you mean, how many times he came home?
Like, I don't remember him being home every night, but they were married, so that's probably when they started fighting and stuff.
Why, what was it, what was he doing?
He worked in New York, and he didn't want to drive home in the traffic, so he would stay there and go out and drink and probably womanize, pick up ladies and stuff, you know. Just a young, single guy. He was always in some kind of new, oh, he's calling me. This might be important. This is my, let's put him up. We're doing our podcast. What do you need?
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry. I'll call you back later.
Is it important?
No, it wasn't. It was just following up a little bit.
On TikTok? I have no...
Yeah.
Do I have no followers on TikTok?
You don't have a lot yet, but I mean, your views are the same as people with more followers than you.
I'm getting a lot of views?
You're getting the same views as like, you know, other people like Bobby.
No way.
On the videos. It's just weird because like you have some videos that are like over 10,000, you have some that are only 300, but then so does he. So.
But he got a million views on something, I think.
Oh, that was on Instagram.
How did he get a million views?
It was a crowd work video. There's no telling. Anyone can give you a reason, but it's all.
It's the algorithm.
Made up.
So. There's certain times to put up videos, Bonnie said.
Can you please not do this on the podcast?
Oh, okay.
You're insane.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodbye.
Honestly, like,
sorry.
I have a fight
wrong number.
With you. What's wrong with you?
It's interesting. I get some. To whom? That I don't know who. Yeah, what's interesting? It's like saying talking about my dad in the hospital.
Making him talk about like Bobby's views.
That's
pretty
good. A million views. That's impressive. Oh wow! You want to hear something impressive?
Well, I guess I'm about to.
I was talking to Nimish yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Nimish, who I've always liked, he's selling out theater. He sold at one night 3,000 tickets. Because of TikTok.
Yeah.
But I heard they might ban TikTok in the U.S. Did you hear that?
No.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, they might ban it.
Why?
Some Chinese espionage shit, getting too much information on people.
I mean, it's like crazy. You're just filling out a survey every single day.
On what, TikTok?
Of things you like or don't like. On Instagram, on all your social media. That's what you're doing. You're like, I like this. I like this. I like this. Or even you don't have to like it. You don't have to double click. You just have to like look at it long enough that they go, oh, that's a, would consider that a like for you. That's why your Instagram ads are targeted directly to you. Every single one you're like, because they're like, oh, we know exactly what this guy likes or doesn't like for the last 7 years, every single day, hours of a day, he'll give us this survey. And then we go, oh, well, maybe you'll like this. Well, of course, you know, I like that because you know everything about me. So the idea that somehow TikTok is getting more information.
Well, it's because it's a Chinese run website.
In China, the kids have the TikTok is different for kids than it is here.
Well, they banned it in India. It's not in India anymore.
What, TikTok?
Yeah, no. MySpace. Yeah, we're talking about TikTok. They banned it in India.
Oh my God.
What?
And where did you find all this out? TikTok?
No, people at the table were talking
it's
about it last
like, night. It's so addictive.
Why is that addictive? I went on it today. It's not, doesn't seem addictive to me. For a kid, maybe looking at that crap. You sit on TikTok at night and look at those videos?
I don't go on TikTok at all. I do reels on Instagram sometimes.
What do you mean? You watch people's?
Well, don't you just go on the reels? It's exactly like TikTok.
I don't. I hate that.
2 weeks later.
I just go read stories on Facebook sometimes.
You're on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
Buy stuff on Facebook.
No.
Argue with people on Facebook.
I argue, but I don't buy stuff.
You used to buy stuff
on Facebook. I used Facebook. To until I got robbed when I put that workout thing in a. It was supposed to be this nice workout.
A couple of things you got were miniatures. You got, remember the ladder and the shelf. So many things came as miniatures. It was like,
what ladder?
You didn't look at the sizes.
Well, if I see
something. Obviously a scam.
Obviously, I mean, if I see something on Facebook I want to buy, I go to Amazon and see if it's on Amazon.
Oh.
That's what I do now.
Right, just put it right in Jeff Bezos' pocket.
You buy so much stuff on Amazon.
I know. I was just saying it. I wasn't saying it like,
no,
oh,
I
you
wasn't
horrible person.
I was saying it to see if it's legitimate. If it's on Amazon, then it's not a scam. If I see it on Facebook, if you buy it straight from Facebook, it could be a scam. But if it's on Amazon.
Okay.
Like, I just ordered pants, but I'll probably return them. A nice pair of cargo corduroys, cargo pants, corduroys, you know, with pockets.
Wow, that's.
What?
I mean, that's a lot of trends in one.
The other corduroys I bought were too baggy.
Corduroy pants?
It's hard to find baggy corduroys.
Wow.
It's hard to find them. I wanted a nice pair of baggy corduroys. And the black pair I bought was too baggy. They're too big. But I'll use them for golf, you know, in the winter here or when I go out west. In January, I'm going to San Jose, which is all the way across the country, Northern California. I come home, I go to Myrtle Beach, and I come home and I go somewhere else in January, Texas. Yeah, fucking San Jose.
What is the story behind the stuff that you're saying?
Like, what I'm saying is I got places I can wear my corduroys.
Oh, my God. Texas?
Well, not Texas.
But you can only wear your corduroys in cold weather.
San Jose will be nippy, cold. Not cold, but chilly. Myrtle Beach will be chilly. But I'm not going to bring them everywhere. You know, I'm just saying. I could use them from golf, and I'll be playing golf in those places when I go. Oh, did I talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, is it a list? Probably. Is it boring? Yes. Then I'm sure you already talked about it.
Did I talk about?
Is it something that no one on the planet would want to hear? Where this is what you decided to talk about on the podcast, where you're going to wear your corduroy cargo pants. You listed places where you're going to wear your I mean, like, honestly, if someone was telling you that in line somewhere, wouldn't you be like, you're trapped. You can't get away. You're like, oh, this is awful. But yet you think for yourself, it's like, oh, pretty good conversation.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying the most boring shit you can think of.
Not at all.
Why do you think that's interesting to people? You've got to present things as a story.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I said bring, you know, talk about your dad.
I did.
I was under the impression that you and your dad would have had some.
We talked. I said that.
Yeah, that's not a story. Is this a good movie? The guy goes in to see his dad who's sick, and then they just sit there.
No,
you said this is the story you told us. You sat there for an hour. You brought up the train. You didn't even say if he remembered it or not.
He said it was in the attic.
And then that was that. That's the story. Is that a good movie?
Well, it's part of a movie.
Every single part of your day, there is a story in every single part of your day. Okay, everywhere you go, everything you do. I'll tell you the story of the neighbor if you want. Should I? No, probably not.
That's not nice.
No, but I mean, I went outside and talked to my neighbor for half an hour, came in with quite a story, right?
Yeah, well, you're more of a storyteller. I'm more of a
lister. No, but
I'm a lister.
If you want to engage people, then you have to present things. It doesn't have to be some, you know, three act fucking epic story, but something has to happen. So something happened when you went in to see your dad yesterday.
Yeah, I sat and talked.
No, no. Something happened. Some kind of, you know, grit. There was some challenge. There was something that...
Well, I felt, you know, I felt sorry for him. I felt bad. You know, he's an old man in the hospital that, you know, how many people are coming to see him and, you know, took me...
Well, then the story really is about his life as he let, you know, he didn't lead the most.
No, that's not true. I mean, you get 94, you don't have a lot of friends left at 94 to come visit you. Like when you're young in the hospital, you tons of people come to see you. But when you're 94, you know, his wife had COVID. You know, people don't live, you know, going into New York, you know, it took me 2.5-3 hours or whatever at that time, you know, and I didn't care about valet.
What does that mean?
I had to pay for valet parking at the hospital. It didn't faze me. I just gave my credit card.
Oh, my God.
It's like $35. Then tunnel, you know, $70 to go into New York, $60.
Wait, and, that's last night.
Well, yeah. Well, they were just sprung on me. Well, Bobby said you could do a few minutes on his show. And then Liz said, you want to do the cellar? Not the great, you know, I didn't kill it to sell. I didn't bomb, but some stuff really just doesn't work. I like the Village Underground way better. Anyhow, so when you're 94 and you're just sitting there all day, I showed him how to work the TV, but, he has trouble doing all that stuff, you know.
Okay, thank you. I guess there's no story there.
I just told you a story. What the fuck? How would you... Jesus, you think you're Mrs. Storyteller? Come on, you tell a story. I always got to tell stories. Go ahead.
No, because you're talking all the time.
You tell a dumb
you're
story.
You're the one who's like, I bought cargo corduroys.
No, we were talking about buying stuff on fucking Facebook, and I talked about Amazon that I don't buy on Facebook. So I was replying to your... I saw you do that.
Okay, what were you going to say? You go, I have something to tell you.
I forgot now.
Come on.
I swear to God, I forgot. I was trying to remember. What did I have to tell you?
You said...
What did I say?
I said, is it boring? And you were like, yeah. Actually, I don't know if you said yeah. You go, I have something to tell you.
Yet, I can't remember. It had to be good. I always have good things.
We just established that you don't. We just established that.
We didn't. You did. That's your opinion.
I don't get it. Like, how do you think you're so great at everything all the time?
I am. I'm pretty good.
Can you do a handstand push-up?
Yes, easily. I'll do it later.
Yeah, the last time you went to do one, you were like, said the same thing, and you fell right on your head immediately. And then when I said, try it again, you were like, no, I can do it. And you wouldn't do it again.
You don't think I can do it? I can do it.
I don't think you can do it. Then why didn't you do it last time?
First of all, you're talking like this happened the other day. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. So you said I can do it easily. And then I finally forced you to do it.
I went into our workout room and it was like one of the heaviest weights moved. Is Raina using a 45-pound weight for something? Is she doing squats or something?
That's glute. No, it's glute raises.
What, with your butt?
Yeah.
That they do in the gym, that ridiculous new
exercise?
That they do
in the gym. I love the way you say this stuff. That they do in the gym? Yeah. I'm sure people do it in the gym. What a weird...
Well, it's a new exercise. They just started all these people on the Smith rack.
Any girl does in the gym is...
You put the weights on your knee and you go up and down.
Yeah.
It's new. That's not, that exercise wasn't being done a year
ago.
That's
for butts.
Yeah.
Because they're all trying to make their butts big.
That's not what Raina's
doing.
Even though
the Kardashians are now going to a more streamlined look.
What do you call it?
I think Kim took out her butt implants. Or she got them smaller.
Well, who cares? It's not the world doesn't follow them. Or it shouldn't. You know, they got small butts, so we get small butts. Is that what it's based on? The Kardashians' butts? Huh?
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. What do you think? Where do you think it came from? The obsession with the... It came from black culture, which the Kardashians took and then made it mainstream.
I think you know everything.
I mean...
I was at the Cellar last night. I never get to hang out, but it was fun. Michael Che was there. He's so much fun to sit and hang with. He's really... He's a smart fucking dude. Funny guy.
Is he smart?
Yeah, he is.
What makes you think he's smart?
Well, he's does Weekend Update.
Okay, but what makes you think... Like, what made you say that?
Just conversations. I'll tell you he's really smart. Is Andy, Rosebud's husband. I mean, he's...
People really like him.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy.
I met a lot of people that are very pro-Andy.
Well, I am. I like Andy.
I've just never... I don't think I've ever even met him in real life.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a nice guy. Why wouldn't they like him? He's funny.
No, because some people because some people are like, oh, he's nice. But I know people that are like, he's the greatest. He's so funny. He's so amazing.
Well, he is funny. He's quick at the table. What did he say? Oh, I don't know. It's one really funny thing. There was a gay guy there. He's a gay, writer. Obviously gay out. And he was talking about getting a job, getting a raise at work, for getting more money. And he goes, you're just going to buy prep with it. Mm. It was so funny the way he said it. He's very funny, but he said he studied in the college Israel-Palestine relations.
Oh.
So, we're having a discussion. He's just a smart guy. He's a nice guy. He's funny.
What was his take? Maybe you should.
He could see
that.
Both sides. One of those,
One of those. That's the only way you could see that conflict.
Anyhow, I don't want to get into that conflict. And plus, obviously, I like his wife. And so he was there.
You like his wife?
I said, yeah.
You love his wife.
I don't love... why would you say that and put that out there? That's creepy.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean it in a sexual way.
Yeah, when I say I like his wife, you go, you love his wife. That's,
well, you do love creepy. Rosebud. You're like, I don't Rosebud.
I'm crazy. No more than I would talk about anybody else.
Rosebud. All
right? Don't talk about her like that. Is that how I do it?
Yeah.
No.
Why can't you be more like Rosebud?
Are you crazy?
Was Rosebud there last night?
Yeah.
Was she being nice to her husband?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I'm fascinated by, seeing people in real life, their relationships. Like, what's it really like?
Yeah, she's nice. He got upset about something and she talked him down. Calmed him down, She's very soothing. I like her. She's very good at,
She's very soothing.
Yeah, she was soothing to him. Hey, don't worry about it.
Well, what did he get mad about?
I don't know. I guess some comic came in he wasn't a fan of. And, it irked him or something. But
I'm always like, go get him. I should be more soothing. calm. I'm like, there he is.
And then the comic came up
to me.
That's
the guy you don't like. Go say something.
Then the comic came up to me and said something nice. And I'm thinking, oh, there's nothing wrong with him. So he was there. Michael Che, Romney. How do you say his name?
Rami.
So much fun sitting with him.
He's great.
He's really a fun guy.
And his show is so good.
He's really a fun guy. And then Rock came in later. He was fucking funny at the table. But like, too, when he has an opinion, he's like, this, relax.
Well, he's just so used to having everyone be yesing him all the time. It's like, it's got to be annoying for him to come to a comedy club where people are rolling their eyes at him. I mean, I certainly would.
No, he was funny
as fuck.
I'd be
like, if he sits there. When Chris Rock comes in, I swear, like when famous people come into the Cellar sometimes.
Who?
Chris or any famous person comes into the Cellar sometimes, it like ruins the dynamic because suddenly now everyone has to be like,
no,
isn't that funny? Interesting. It's like nobody can just be themselves anymore except for me. I don't care. I'm the only real person in the world.
Yeah. I say it.
No, I do it too. I do it too. You do a little extra laugh for them or something.
I was quiet, Michael Che. Like, I didn't shut up. And then when Chris was talking about something, Michael Che, oh, shit, Voss is quiet. I was thinking about what Chris was saying.
Why did he use a three-syllable word? Yeah, I didn't like think about it.
Oh, hardy har. Yeah, see, that's why I like Rosebud better than I like you.
Okay. All right.
Did you not?
All right. Is this what she did to Andy?
No.
Okay.
They were sitting across. Stop. I'm trying to relax and talk.
Oh, this is my mere touch is upsetting to you? Jeez.
But he made a good point, Chris.
What was his point?
You know, we're talking about Kanye and anti-Semitism. He goes, no entertainer can change the world. Which is true. You know, no.
Kardashians. Their whole family.
No, but not like, you know, fucking Martin Luther King or fucking Trump or, you know.
A lot of them have changed the world. What is he talking about?
Who, entertainers?
I mean, famous people can change the world. What was his point? Oh, let Kanye say whatever he wants?
No, that nobody. I mean, I disagreed. Basically, that nobody gives a fuck. You know, I mean, there's still. There's just as amount of love and hate out there. The same people you walk down the street.
No.
Either like or dislike you.
Like, the problem is that there's people that like to be involved in drama on one side or the other. So when they make drama out of what, you know, they shouldn't be presenting Kanye's viewpoints as though it's like Kanye saying it. They should be like, this person has a mental illness. He's talked about it before.
Well, they talked about that. Everybody says that he has a mental illness.
So it's like, instead of presenting it as like, oh, Kanye, this, it should be like Kanye's mental ramblings of, you know, possessed him once again, you know, or whatever. But anyway, yes, the celebrities can make big changes. It's all about like rolling on things, and then people start to believe it. You don't believe. Let me explain something to you.
To me?
Yes. There, years ago, on Oprah, there was a woman who said bread was bad. I remember this. I was like,
well, you must, because you're talking about it.
Fuck? I mean, I didn't just see like a clip of it or whatever recently. And people lost their minds. People were shouting at her. Oprah was like, you're insane. She's like, no, bread makes you fat. I mean, here, you know, this is what this fucking country was built on. It's like the fact that we were able to like make crops and bread. And here's a woman saying like, no, bread is bad, it's fat. Now it's like normal everyday thing. It's like people believe, oh yeah, I don't eat bread. Everybody's on to like, you know, carbs and all that.
Yeah, but she didn't do that. She just knew it. It wasn't.
I'm just saying it took hold somewhere. Enough people started to say bread is bad that everyone was like, you know what? Maybe there's something to it. Bread is bad. I'm not saying bread is bad, by the way. That's not my point. My point is that.
For the love of bread.
My point is that it's like you get the ball rolling, you know? And so then it becomes normal to say these things. Or to do these things. Or, you know, it's like, what's the analogy? You put a toad in water and heat it up. It doesn't know till it's boiling.
I never heard that in my life. That's some fucking Canadian or foreign.
You don't remember how it goes, but something about like a toad in boiling water.
I like to put you in boiling water.
You don't put them in boiling water. You just put them in cold water and then you slowly raise the temperature. They don't notice till they're boiling.
Yeah, that would be everybody. If you put
you would go like, oh, this is getting hot, and you get up. But I'm just saying, like, that's the analogy for the world. You slowly normalize things until you don't realize like how far you've come from something else.
You think you're fucking Nietzsche or somebody like?
Listen. This is everyone who's listening has heard these concepts before. You're the only one that's coming to this fresh. We should retitle this podcast. things I teach my husband that everyone already knows.
You don't teach me nothing.
I know. You have zero learning capability.
Yeah.
You really don't learn very well.
That's not true. Fuck. Not true. I don't even want to argue that point.
Right, because you haven't learned how to argue that point yet.
Oh, yeah. Hardy har har. What did I want to talk about?
I don't know, but it's not, I guess, anything I wanted to talk about.
Anyhow, I sat at the cellar for a couple hours last night. I haven't done that in a while.
Did you list everyone that was there?
Chris came in. Romney, Michael Che, Andy Rosebud. I don't know the other guy's name.
Why didn't you tell him to come?
Oh, they went. Well, you already left New York before those people got there.
Oh,
like when you were gone.
Because I went to Gotham and then I just went home right after.
Oh, how was that show?
It was good.
Sold out, packed.
No, I'm not sold out, but it was pretty. It was a lot of people.
What other comics?
I don't know who was on when I got on, and then I don't know. I don't remember.
Who, you got to know one or two?
Sit here and try to like remember names.
You don't remember one or two?
I got there.
Who was the host?
And one person went on, then I went on. Then
who was the host?
I don't remember her name.
It was a girl?
Yeah.
The loud Italian girl?
Yes.
Gina, I worked with her once. She's very loud. Does warm
she's not
up.
As loud. When I saw her last night, I was like, oh, she's less loud.
Oh, she was the one when I was on. She was hosting.
I think so.
She's a nice girl. I worked with her somewhere. Atlantic City, I think. Did you kill?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Killed?
Yeah, I would say so.
Who'd you go on after?
Shane Torres.
Oh, I like him.
Mm-hmm. He's very funny.
What's this? Is this a blister? Feel that.
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
It's been there for years. Is it from golf?
Probably.
Oh. Did you get paid?
I said no, thank you.
Did you? Why?
Of course I got paid.
Did you go right home after? Or
I literally walked across the street. I parked right across the street. I went in at like, my spot was supposed to be 9:15. I went in at 9 o'clock, 9:05, and they were late. And so I didn't really get on until like, you know, 25 after or something. And then as soon as my spa was done, I walked right out, right across the street into my car, drove to the Lincoln.
I went
out the Lincoln Tunnel.
No way. You know how to get home that way?
You're so stupid.
You're stupid. I wouldn't think you knew. I guarantee you had a GPS on.
No. You know what it is? I went the wrong way. And so I was going uptown and I was like, I'll just take the Lincoln.
Yeah. Once you got outside the Lincoln, you definitely had your GPS on because you would not know how to get home from there.
What do you mean? The minute I get into the Lincoln, I know exactly how to get home. Are you insane? And also, you don't need your GPS to get into Lincoln. There's signs literally everywhere.
I said once you got out into Jersey.
That's when I don't need it.
Are you kidding me?
Lincoln, it's so easy. Are you insane? You just follow for like the 78 West.
Oh, boy.
What are we doing here? How did we get like 500 of these? It was just garbage into the universe. It's so crazy.
There was some very intellectual conversations on this one.
Look.
What? Is it going away?
No.
It takes time.
I have psoriasis. You can see it there.
It's like a commercial.
And
a read. It's not even a read. Go ahead.
I went and got Dr. Steve got me a prescription.
Did he email or text you 70 times after it?
Yes, he did. He
does help a lot.
He helps a lot. He helps a lot.
He's really
I'm very grateful.
One of the nicest guys on the planet because he, you know.
But it didn't work.
Well, it takes time.
This is like 4 days, 5 days. My dad had some stuff that I used when I was back at home last time, and it went away like that.
Yeah, well, it came back, so it's not that good.
I don't know what my dad was using. My dad.
Motor oil.
Won't tell me now.
Why won't he tell you?
I don't know. He lost the
prescription?
Yeah. I don't know. He can't find it.
Well, it takes time.
I'll bother him every day. Go find that.
It takes time for things to go away. I've been waiting
since. Oh, here we go. A little joke about my wife.
Oh, you didn't make jokes about me throughout the podcast? Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Temperamental. What did I have to say?
Mrs. Temperamental.
You like that, huh?
I mean, what does temperamental mean to you?
Timid, easily offended.
Timid?
Not timid, like mentally, like just temperamental, like, oh.
Are you don't... temperamental in your... Wow. What does temperamental mean? Temperamental? Oh, okay. Thank you. That clears it up.
Yep. So listen, we got to wrap this up. New Year's Eve, I'll be at the Holiday Inn in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. Doing it up right for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Last time I worked there, it was packed. It was great.
Oh, my God.
It's in the ballroom. It's a big
T-shirts show. With the sleeves cut off for fucking New Year's Eve. Woo-hoo. You're going to see some tank tops in there.
Yeah, well, good. You could make fun of it, but... People want to have a good time wherever they live, and I don't look down on anybody, okay? People are people. So New Year's Eve, then I'm in San Jose. It's the
Painter Pant Corduroy Tour. Wait, oh, Cargo Pant Corduroy Tour.
Yeah.
Why don't you have that tour? Put it on your social media. Get Mushy Mike back on the phone. Mushy Mike, why don't my videos go viral?
I just started a new thing on TikTok.
A new thing? What's that?
Reviews with Rich. And I give a daily review.
Of what?
Anything. Like I was in Planet Fitness. Here, I'll show you one.
No. I don't want to see one. I don't want to see one.
It's only 30 seconds.
I don't see one. I don't need to see it.
Yes, you do.
It's one reason to stay off Twitter. Thank you. It's a good...
Here, let's do.
Like, why do you do so good? Like, do you think that looks good? Is that attractive? Why would you start like that?
Wait, hold on.
You know, you can pick any frame to start it with. Why is every video starts like this? Rich, every video of you starts like this.
The Shannock Valley. I just took a lesson. And let me tell you, I am so hungry. Starving.
It's my reviews. Okay, you didn't hear that.
This is every. Why do you start your videos like that? Every video starts with your mouth hanging open.
Just to remind you guys.
No, not that's not a video. Here.
Another segment, Rich Voss Reviews.
Oh my God. He can't even say his own name.
It's freezing outside.
Oh my God.
I give reviews, but I don't really give a reviews.
Farther away. Oh, it's like you're doing
now
you're
not
doing this. You're doing them like this.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're starting every single one like this is you.
Oh, now Bonnie's a camera girl.
Well, I don't get it.
You don't get it? It's because I don't really give reviews.
No, I don't get why you're so vain and yet
you probably think the song is about
you. You put the camera right here and
get it?
Have your mouth open and you never like do your nose hairs every year for Christmas. I do your nose. I give you a nose hair.
No,
number.
First of all,
you must have a whole pack. So you must
I did my nose hairs the other day and my ear hairs.
One day we were going to New York and I said you had a nose hair and you tried to pull it out in the car and it started bleeding.
No, are you crazy? Didn't start. God, did she exaggerate? You make up. You make up stories. You make them up and then think them in your head.
It's okay. All right. Calm down.
Say I make up stories.
I'm Rosebud.
Stop it.
I'm Rosebud. Yeah. Your love.
You're putting out that information that's not true.
Why?
Because it will make them uncomfortable.
Why do you make me put a blonde wig on and talk with a lower voice when we have sex.
Don't fucking try to tell the people we have sex. Okay, don't try to give that misinformation. All right, we have sex. It's like, listen, if you're single and super hot, but you got to be 60. Bonnie said I could date anybody 60 and over, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I could have an affair with a 6-year-old lady. That's crazy. What about 55?
No.
60? What if like
I say age appropriate, which actually is just 2 years on either side of your age.
That's not true. I heard half your age plus 7.
Ew.
I know. That's what I heard. I don't know. But
well, I guess that's half your age plus 7. So,
well, that's, I guess, the fucking how people look at it. I don't know. But who did I just see a picture of that's hot? That's like over 60, some celebrity. Oh, we started watching 19.
Is that what you were going to talk about before?
No, I can't.
I knew you were going to say 1923.
How good is that? The first episode, like these. This guy's putting out so many shows, whatever his name
Taylor is. Sheridan.
Yeah. Like Mayor of Kingstown is coming out again, which is
he's
great.
He's Taylor Sheridan. That's the Taylor Sheridan show, too.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
No.
It's really good. Jeremy Renner. Very good show. That's coming out. Jack Ryan season 3 is coming out. So I have a lot to look forward to. You know, I watch 18, what is it, 1888? No, 18 whatever.
83?
No.
1893?
Something. It's 19, what's this one, 1923? Mm-hmm. Pretty good. You liked the first episode.
I don't know why we're doing this.
These are prequels to Yellowstone.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I'll be at the stand New Year's Eve.
That's where you're going?
Yeah. What should I do? What should I have done?
Nothing. Found a real big gig for real money.
Hmm.
You know,
I don't do any outreach. I only do when it comes to me. Do you know what I mean?
San Jose, I'll be in January. Myrtle Beach, Texas. I can't wait to January. Warm places. I took a golf lesson yesterday. Why you just try to hit me?
I don't know. Felt right. Come on, let's clear it. Come on, what are you doing? You're just the most boring person on the planet right now.
I'm tinulating, all right?
You're what?
What's it called? Tinulating?
Tinulating?
Yeah.
I can't even pretend to know what that might be. What? Say it one more time.
Tinulating?
Titillating?
Is that it? Titillating?
I don't know what you're trying to say. What does it mean?
Where people... are, you know, glued to whatever you're saying.
I don't think that's titillating. I mean, titillating is like when it's like kind of interesting, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
I'm very, very interested. They listen to what I say. Titillating, right?
It doesn't fit really. No.
No.
Mm-mm, I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna look it up. Titillating. But I don't know what word you were saying before. Titillate. Oh, it is sexual. To stimulate or excite, especially in a sexual way.
Oh, I didn't know it was sexual, but to stimulate, I'm stimulating, right? I mean, come on, I'm very interesting. I come up with good stories.
Why would you say that when you know I said you don't tell good stories?
That's your opinion.
Okay, but then why would you say it to me? Knowing that's my opinion, you're just trying to start a fight?
No. Would that start a fight?
No, because you're like saying it like it's fact. Like, well, one of the things I think we both know is I'm a great storyteller. It's like, no, I just said earlier you're a terrible storyteller. You like to list without any kind of interesting, you know,
what should I work
plot. No, nothing.
I mean, since this whole podcast, what do you think I should work on better? My storytelling or my camera work? I mean... What do you think? Work on the camera work?
I think you should get a couple inches put in your arm so you can do that a little farther away.
Whoa, look at that. A couple inches. Is that the kind of stuff you did at Gotham last night? Hey? Are you the best female comic in New York? Yes.
In the world? Probably. I don't even try. Sometimes I swear to God I'm on stage and I'm not even trying to be funny and they're all laughing and I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm just talking. I'm not even doing anything. It's like amazing. It's so weird. Sometimes I go, how is this even working? I don't know. I don't get how it works, but.
Well, when I was at the cellar last night, everybody comes in and says hi to me and shakes my hand.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did I say something that was like positive about myself? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, then go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I always forget that when I say something positive about myself, it's a direct hit on your psyche.
No, I'm the one who brought it up, said you're the best comic.
Yeah, but then you got to go right into, it's so crazy how quickly it happens. If somebody says something nice about themselves, boom, you're in there saying something even better about yourself.
No, I'm saying I can relate to you. I know what you're saying.
Okay.
It's called relating
to
you.
No, it's called
complimenting your story.
People joke about it with you all the time. They go, there it is. He brought it back to himself.
No.
Somebody could be talking about something and then that's completely doesn't have anything to do with you and you'll figure out a way.
I do an example.
I can't think of one, but you do it all the time. So I'm sure they already know.
They is our listeners.
They, 499 episodes. I think they know.
Remember when we used to do this?
By the way, a lot of people said they listen to all however many we've done so far.
I think two people said it, but.
No, there was way more than that. Maybe six. there was quite a few.
Remember we did this in that apartment we rented when our house burnt down?
I have no recollection of it.
You don't? We did it at the table with one mic. You got to remember.
I don't recall.
You do. How young was Rain?
Remember Todd Glass was the one who told us to get two mics. Todd Glass was like, I love your podcast. Get two mics.
Oh, yeah. We had that one. It's right over there. There it is. Right there, the Yeti.
Okay.
There's the one mic. We keep it as nostalgia. Maybe we should auction off our first mic and give the money to some charity, St. Jude or something. I would do that. Would you do that?
I would get off this podcast right now. If you said, let's close it up, I'd be like, yeah, let's do it.
You want to auction off the first mic?
You know what we should do? This should be our last podcast. We shouldn't even do another podcast. Why? We just quit it at $4.99. Don't you think that's pretty cool? That's pretty cool. This is it.
That's silly. 500. We got to have a celebration.
Come on. Come see me at the stand.
I'm there this Thursday. Are you there this week too? I'm there Thursday.
Thursday? No. I got too much writing to do.
All right. Tonight I'm in Tarrytown. Sold out.
Cheers. Peace out. My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com. Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
You're ready for a change. Payday comes 2 days early with Citizens. So grab the last spot to that wellness retreat. New you moves to the country. Now you're buying goat feed. Too much goat feed. And you've overdrafted. Luckily, with Citizens Peace of Mind, you can reverse overdraft fees and relax in your new yoga class. With goats. Are you ready for all that life brings? Learn more at citizensbank.com/you got this. Citizens. Made ready. Terms and conditions apply.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.